the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about drug addiction and drug addiction in the view of Islam. So please be with us. Today, Tuesday, is the 9th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar. Corresponding to the 23rd of the month of Azar, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 14th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-A'raf, 157.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written in what they have of the Torah and the Gospel, who enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them what is wrong, and makes lawful for them the good things and prohibits for them the evil, and relieves them of their burdens and the shackles which were upon them. So they who have believed in him, honored him, supported him, and followed the light which was sent down with him, it is those who will be the successful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Prophet of Allah said, "He who enjoins right and prohibits wrong is the vicegerent of both Allah and His Messenger on the earth." Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong is the way of prophets and the method of good doers. It is such a great obligatory deed by which other obligatory deeds can survive, other creeds can be saved. Bargains are lawful, injustice are warded off, and prosperity can be filled in the earth."
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Addiction to modern tools. The young Muslims of today are facing an ever-increasing number of plights, one of the most important of which is drugs. In general, it has been indicated, firstly, that since drug consuming inflicts tremendous losses, it is considered as forbidden or haram unless medical emergencies and necessities require it. Secondly, buying and selling it is forbidden except where rational, lawful benefits are received, such as medicine production. It is noteworthy that based on the first ever report on worldwide addiction statistics released by researchers, drug addiction has reached epidemic levels across the globe, and there were 230 million drug users worldwide in 2020. The report found that drug takes a higher toll on productive years of life lost than does any other intoxicant. That means people depend on drugs not only die younger but also have poor health over a more extended period. Drugs affect their work, relationships, and consequently reduce their quality of life. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the positive effects of religious teachings on abandoning addiction to drugs, it must be indicated that now we find that, religiously speaking, many great ayatollahs indicated that being addicted to inebriating drinks and to drugs is religiously forbidden, strictly forbidden, because they are very harmful for both of the body and the mind, okay? And when both of the body and the mind are harmed and are affected by, such drugs and such destructive substances, nothing would remain for the person but just a flesh, just a body. And when people act not based on the faculty of rational attitude, based on reasons, based on the intellect, they would change from a human being into a beast, without exaggeration. Now we find that, for example, Ayatollah Ja'far Sobhani indicated that according to a fatwa issued by the late Ayatollah Burujerdi, smoking some substances, on inebriating certain inebriating substances was religiously forbidden, haram. And Ayatollah Subhani says that not only those substances, but also even smoking cigarettes is forbidden and should be abandoned, because smoking cigarettes is really harmful for both the body and mind of the person. The late Ayatollah Bahjat and the late Ayatollah Fazl Lankarani also believed in the same way.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Addiction as a spiritual disease. This is the title of this part. In Islam, the physical heart is seen as the seat of the spiritual heart. A clean and healthy spiritual heart is the recipient of God's mercy and grace. The Quran says, "On the day of judgment, no one is safe save the one who returns to God with a pure heart." In another verse, God says, "It is only through God's remembrance that the heart becomes calm." Prophet Muhammad is reported to have said, "Surely in the chest of humanity is a lump of flesh. If sound, then the whole body is sound, and if corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt. Is it not the heart?" When does the spiritual heart become corrupt? In the same report, Prophet says that the prohibitions or sins are God's sanctuary, and grazing too closely to these sanctuaries will inevitably lead one to violate them. The Quran calls intoxicants the handiwork of Satan. According to this model, substance dependence will mean that the addicted person's self has succumbed to their satanic impulses, thus severing it from the spirit. A dead, spiritless heart does not remember Allah and does not yearn to return to Allah.
عزيمة جوانه قبلوا خدمتك جوارحي.
We reached the tips for helping someone overcome drug addiction. Draw a line at their unacceptable behavior and compromises you are unwilling to make. Cutting someone slack is not doing them any favors. When they are needing to turn their bad habits around, it is not going to be an easy road to transformation, but it's going to be even harder if those bad habits are still getting support, however indirect or unintentional that support might be. Stay honest about what you're unwilling to tolerate and commit to those boundaries. Once your loved one is in treatment, you will have support for these positive boundaries on various levels through family programming and new habit building.
In order to counter the balance of these movements, to counter the balance of the bad friends, of the bad environments, of the bad atmosphere, we have to counter that with a good friend. Counter that with a good atmosphere. Counter that with a good area and environment where you will not be prone in falling into haram. This is why we talk about having Islamic schools. This is why we talk about having programs in the masjid. This is why we need to have after school programs. This is why we need to have our mosques constantly be in use. There are some parents, they don't want to take their children to the mosque. They don't want to take their kids to the masjid. Why? Oh, this excuse, that excuse. What excuse are you going to bring when you have lost the future of your son or your daughter? Bring them now that you can. And this is why we need to establish activities and programs for the sake of our children. Yes, we have these lectures, and alhamdulillah, many of the adults, they've heard these lectures a million times. They don't need to be reminded. We need to have our Islamic centers focus primarily on the children, on the youth, and on the teenagers, because that is the age where the risk is the most. And one of our duties in our communities is to establish Islamic schools. Who knows what happens in these schools? In the public schools, who knows what happens? Can you guarantee that your children go into these schools and leave without their morality being shaken? Go and look at what the children from a very young age are starting to wear. Go and look at what's being promoted in these schools. This is why we need to invest in a school. This is why we need to invest in programs for our children and the youth.
We look at the addiction in the view of Islam in the program of today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. Thank you very much for joining us till this time, and till another chance to say salam, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Some might say this world today, inshallah, God's left us to our mistakes, oh, and He's never been so far away. Some might say, how could any father stand? See his children across many lands, suffer so, give no helping hand, no helping hand. Somewhere tonight, far away and out of sight, there's a child that's too weak to cry. Deep in those eyes, can't you see him in disguise, reaching out to the heart that's in you and I. In every tear that is wet, he is there.
Food for thought.
everybody, and here we present you words worth pondering upon from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Faith stands on four supports. They are dependence upon God, entrustment with God, submission to the decision of God, and satisfaction with the acts of God. This belief stands on four supports. They are the desire for the worldly pleasures, fear from missing any worldly pleasure, anger and passion.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Abil Qasim al Mustafa Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. It's a very profound tradition from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and unfortunately the short time that we are with one another does not give us the ability to fully reflect and dive into the depths of the saying of the Imam alayhi salam. It's a very beautiful tradition. I would highly recommend my dear listeners to follow this tradition up, to find it, and to dwell and ponder upon it, especially the Arabic, if our dear listeners are able to do so. So the tradition goes that Imam Ridha alayhi salam is reported to have said that the believer is not a believer until he possesses three qualities. A practice characteristic of his Lord. So one quality comes from his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A practice of his Prophet, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And a practice of his guardian or his wali, basically from the Imam alayhi salam. As for the practice of his Lord, it is to conceal secrets. What is known as kitmanus sir. What this means is a lengthy discussion, especially when we're dealing with a specific group of people. We are dealing with the mu'mineen. But anyway, so the practice of his Lord is to conceal secrets. The practice of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is amicableness towards people, is to be kind, is to have mudara, is to invite people towards you with your actions, is to treat people well, regardless of who they are, and by doing so, inviting them. And the final one, and that is the practice of his Imam, or as the tradition says, min wali, from his guardian, from his Imam, from his, the person who has authority over him, alayhi salam, is patience in both times of ease and difficulty. And as we can see from the lives of our blessed Imams, alayhi salam, we see at the times of ease that they were patient, knowing that something was going to happen. At times of difficulty, they were even more patient. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are of those who are able to truly understand what these qualities mean. What does kitman wa sir mean? What does mudara mean? What is sabr? Patience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to implement these teachings in our lives as far and as, you know, extensively as possible, and to make us of the group of the mu'mineen, of the true believers, inshaAllah. And in doing so, becoming of the mukhlisin and of the muhsineen, inshaAllah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Assalamu alaikum, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Good morning to you and thanks for joining us. This is Habibullah Fasihzadeh with the Let's Recite the Quran, a series of Quran classes held by the IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sever International School Network. Inshallah, God willing, today we are going to start to present a series of classes and sessions for learning the Quran, and I'm very happy that I have a number of students of the Xavier International School here with me, and I would like to get introduced to them. So inshallah, one by one, they're going to introduce themselves to us. Mr. Hadi.
Hello, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Naghavi. I'm from Pakistan, and I am 11 years old.
Thank you so much. And?
My name is Hussein Musa. I'm from Iraq, and I'm 12 years old.
Thank you so much, Muhammad Musa, Hussein Musa, right? And please?
Hello, my name is Minhal Hussein Nasser. I'm from Pakistan. I'm 12 years old.
Thank you so much.
Hello, I am Mahdi Al-Husseinan from Iraq. I'm 11 years old.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we got students from different countries with different nationalities. So, inshallah, these classes are going to be fun, okay? We're going to have a good time, inshallah. We will be learning the Quran in a very fun way and in a very good way, okay?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, I just want to give a short information about these classes. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in this series of classes, we are going to start from the basics of learning Quran, steps of learning Quran. There are a lot of Muslim brothers and sisters, no matter kids, adults, and grown-ups, okay, in different group of ages. We're going to help them, inshallah, learn the Quran and recite the Quran, okay? There is a hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best among you are those who learn Quran and teach it. Okay? So here, inshallah, in these classes, we will learn the Quran, and this will be a promise for everyone, okay? That you have to promise to yourselves, okay? And also Allah Almighty, that after you learn the Holy Quran, you will be teaching it as well, okay? To be among the best of the Ummah of Islam, okay? So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as you hear us, inshallah, in this class, the basics of the Quran, which we start from the alphabets, actually any language, okay? Any language or any book you want to read, you want to be able to read, write, okay? And also speak that language. Firstly, you need what? You need to learn the basics, okay? So any language, you see, it has kind of the alphabet letters, yes? You see the alphabet letters in any language. And if you listen to the people who talk, okay? For example, English, Urdu, Arabic, whatever, Persian, okay? So their speeches, okay, that come out, so there are a group of words, and those group of words are combined of groups of letters, right? So it is very important, firstly, okay, to understand how to say those letters, to be able to identify the letters. When you see, for example, when you look at the verses of the Holy Quran, at any ayah, okay, you see there are sentences, like we say, okay, ayahs, verses, or and you see a lot of words, and those words are combined of letters. So you have to be able, inshallah, after we finish the alphabet lessons, okay, after we finish them, then you have to be able to at least identify what letters are there, okay, within the words. So it is important.
IRIB RIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents. Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, so does anybody know how many letters are there in Arabic?
24.
Any other ideas?
26.
Okay. How about Minhal?
27, maybe.
27. Okay. How about Hadi?
24.
Okay. Good. But I think the answers are wrong. Okay. Actually, there are 29 letters. Okay. 29 letters.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So in some books you will find there are 28, okay, but Aleph, the first letter is as well added, okay, it's counted as a letter. So we got how many?
29
letters. So these 29 letters are like bricks, you know the bricks?
Yes.
So you put them together to build a building, okay? So these are the letters, okay, that inshallah we will put them together to build
a building.
Words. A building of learning Quran, yes? So we are going to put them together to build words and then verses or ayat of the Quran.
Yes.
Okay? It's going to be very, very easy. Okay? So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we will inshallah start the alphabet letters. We said there are like
29
letters. Okay? Some of these letters, you might find the same letters or the same sound, okay, in English. In your own language. Like Hadi is from Pakistan, Minhal Hussein is from Pakistan. So they speak Urdu, okay? There are some alphabet letters in Urdu, okay, that you will find them in Arabic as well, easy. So Mr. Mahdi and Mr. Hussein Musa, they are from Iraq, okay? It will be much easier for them because their native language is?
Arabic.
So you'll find those Arabic letters, okay, alphabet letters as well. In our classes as
yeah,
well, okay?
I started learning Quran from when I was 3 years old.
Great. So, inshallah, you are so much kind of friend, okay, with these alphabet letters. You know them from your childhood, okay? When your dad's, okay, like your mom's, okay, they were telling you a lot of things, like, come here, okay? Ta'al, whatever, okay? Ta'al, ta'ala, okay? These things, or sabah al-khayr. You have heard, okay, these kind of letters, these kind of sounds. So, one important point that I want to share with you at the beginning is that all these letters, okay, they have kind of sounds, okay, they have shapes, forms, and they have sounds. As I told you, you will find them in Arabic, as in Urdu as well, in Persian as well, in English as well, any language, okay. Like what? Like we have this sound. What is the equivalent in English? We have
B.
Yeah, this sound, okay? Like for example, J. This sound. We got it in English as well. J. Can you make an example with J?
Jam.
Jam, okay. Jam, yeah. With the sound J, we have J.
Jar. It's in my book.
Jeep.
Yeah, good. Jeep, for example. So these things, yeah? Like K.
K.
What do we have in English?
K.
Can you make an example with K sound?
Kick.
Okay.
Kakawi.
Okay, great. So, Hussein Musa, any example?
No.
With, for example, with F. F sound. Okay. when you eat, okay? We will
food.
Come to all of them, inshallah, okay?
Food.
One by one, we will talk about them. We will be able to produce the sounds, okay? And identify each of them. That's going to be easy. So, we start from the first letter, okay? Which is called in Arabic, Alif.
Alif.
What is the first letter in English?
A.
Okay? So, A. But Alif, Alif, okay? It is the name Alif, okay? It is like a straight line, like a tree, okay? Like a tree. Or someone, you know, he's very, very tall and he's thin, okay? You know, he's like an Alif. A pillar, okay? So suppose that is the sign of Aleph, okay? So how is the sound of Aleph? Does anybody know?
Uh.
Good. That's gonna be the sound. Okay, when you're surprised, when someone says, okay, something surprising, you say, that's the sound alif, okay?
Yeah.
That's the sound of alif, okay? Whenever you see that straight line, okay, you say this in Arabic, this gives the sound of
alif.
Okay, the name is
alif.
Alif. Okay, can you make an example with a sound in English? Okay, Mr. Hadi.
Airplane.
Airplane. Great. That's great. Easy.
Alif. No.
Come on, an example. A sound. A sound. Yeah.
Apple.
Apple. You eat it, okay? When there are many apples,
Ashford.
It's very, very easy for you to eat all of them, okay? But when it comes to making examples, it's going to be kind of difficult, okay? You make an example. A sound.
Argentinosaurus. It's a dinosaur.
Yeah, Argentina, good. And Mr. Mahdi? Like what? Okay.
Asteroid.
Asteroid? Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to tell you some Arabic words, okay? Arabic words that we can produce the sound of and practice them, okay? Can you say with me? Ahad.
Ahad.
Ahsan. Ahad.
Ahad.
Excellent.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قل هو الله أحد.
Say, He is Allah, who is one.
الله الصمد.
Allah, the eternal refuge.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
He neither begets nor is born.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
Nor is there to him any equivalent.
Another word like we say, أَبَدَ.
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 أَحْسَن. Good. And let's make another one like we say, أحمد.
أحمد.
So, easy, yes?
Yeah.
So the sound A is very, very easy.
Easy.
Alhamdulillah, so because we have learned very, very easily, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us in our session of Quran class. We will be continuing, okay, our classes, our the alphabet letters. Inshallah, we'll talk more and more about them. I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sever International School Network. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will be back.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Savior International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azama fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma
Brothers and sisters, after we talked about the four requests of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the previous parts of the Divine Kumail supplication, we reached the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, asks, Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu. O Allah, I ask you with the asking of one whose indigence is extreme. And we said in the previous program that the one who is stating these words is having these two important facts in his mind. The fact that there is no owner and absolute sufficient except Allah. And the second fact is that the essence and existence, the true nature of human beings, is based on dependence. It is based on need. And this is what the verses of the Holy Quran suggest. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. It is he who gives life and death. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And he has power over all things. So he is the one who has established and he has created all kinds of creatures in the world. Within the world itself, he has placed all of them in their appropriate positions. And he can annihilate all of the creatures and as he had created them in the first place. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. He gives life and he gives death. The other verse of the Holy Quran suggests, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is the dominion of the heavens and the earth. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He forgives anyone he likes and chastises anyone he likes. So when we look at the nature of human beings, we understand that when we are praying to our Lord, it is the most beautiful and beneficial state of a human, which is the state of praying. In the state of praying, the person is requesting from Allah the needless, and he has brought his need. He means that I understand I am total need, my existence, my nature is need and dependence, and that's why I have turned my face towards you.
Supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing. And your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sin.
to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad? Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
This is exactly the true reflection of the Holy Quran, where it says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. O people, all of you are dependent upon Allah, and only He is the needless. Is human essence anything but need and poverty? What power does he have in continuing life, quitting it, gaining advantages, or preventing disadvantages? He has got nothing except Allah. It is Allah that created him. It is Allah that granted him continuity in this life. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grants him advantages, and he is the one who removes disadvantages from him. So now tell me, why shouldn't such a servant go to his Lord and wholeheartedly call for help of the Almighty Allah? This is what his life is based upon. So that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatuh. O Allah, I ask you with the asking of one whose indigence is extreme at its highest level, Imam Ali alayhi salam means. And this means that I am referring to you, I am turning my face towards you, and this means I am connecting myself, which is total need, to you whose existence, whose nature is needlessness, whose nature, whose essence is independence. And interestingly, you may remember that regarding the fourth request of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we said that surely the best people in worship were the ones who were modest and who were in the highest positions. So those are the ones who have understood their positions, and they have understood that they are in complete state of need of their lords. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/EM.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic beliefs. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher Sheikh Noor Muhammad from the Islamic Seminary of Qom.